This is Vatican Radio. Pope Francis heads to a rough, crime-ridden neighborhood, part of Mexico City's suburbs, to celebrate Mass with people on the periphery on Sunday. The day will be in stark contrast to Saturday, when the Pope met Mexican government and civic authorities at the National Palace, and later bishops at the grandiose Cathedral of the Assumption, and celebrated Mass at the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe there in Mexico City. Our correspondent Veronica Scarisbrick is in Mexico with the Pope. She takes a look at Ecatepec, where Pope Francis celebrates an outdoor Mass on Sunday.
At the time of the Aztec Empire, Ecatepec de Morelos was an alternative name to Quetzalcoatl, the god of the moon. It comes from Nahuanta and means windy hill. Situated northeast of Mexico City, it's still on a windy hill, but it no longer bears the majesty it held at the time of the Aztecs. It's now an ugly sprawl of a shanty town, littered with rubbish, in one of Mexico's Barrios Bravo, an expression meaning a lawless neighborhood where organized crime, pollution, and poverty reign, and where most people fear to tread. But not Pope Francis. This is exactly the kind of place he loves to visit, or rather visit the people there, in a special way during this year of mercy. Part of the Centurion de la Pobreza, poverty belt surrounding Mexico City, the contrast with the glamour of downtown Mexico City, where those ecapatans who have a job commute to, is stark. Pope Francis has done his homework. He has priests on the ground there and knows what goes on. He knows how the once clear canal that flows through the area, the Rio de los Remedios, has a stinking aura and has become a dumping place for corpses. In 2014 alone, drainage work uncovered hundreds of human bones and human remains of 5 men and 16 young women. For women are targeted in a special way, raped or forced into prostitution. And when they don't consent, they're disfigured with acid or become part of an army of desaparecidas amid the indifference of the police. But it has to be said, with the support of their families, their mothers who make it their mission in life, to find out the truth about their daughters. The only institution people can rely on here is the family, or perhaps the church. As for the boys, they're recruited by the drug lords at a young age, and by the time they turn 18, become pozoleros, those who hide away the corpses, or sicarios, assassins. Ecatepec is not a place for the soft-hearted, but it's a site Pope Francis has chosen to celebrate Holy Mass on the second day of his apostolic journey to Mexico. With Pope Francis in Mexico City, I'm Veronica Scarisbrick.